Colorado businesses who formed PAC to operate amid restrictions ask governor to take action. By Hannah Blow on December 2, 2020. A group of small businesses in Loveland, Colorado, which previously formed a PAC to fight what they consider to be unfair restrictions due to coronavirus, is asking Governor Jared Polis to approve a plan to allow them to continue to operate regardless of the county moving into more restrictive colors on the state style. Last month, Larimer County, Colorado, went from the yellow zone, which caps essential and non-essential businesses and indoor restaurant operations at 50% capacity, to the red zone, which closes indoor dining and strictly limits outdoor service as well. We just can't shut down businesses and assume that this is going to blanket fix everything. We've got employees that are in dire need of jobs, Morgan Harrington, co-owner of the Grimm Brothers Brewhouse, said. Clay Caldwell, owner of Betta Gumbo, is among business owners who joined the PAC to remain open and operate based on the state's yellow coronavirus restrictions, regardless of the dictates. Here in restaurants and bars, and small businesses across Loveland, we are being penalized and coming under a verdict which was unjust. That pisses me off, Caldwell said, according to CBS4. If we get any more sanitized in here, I could start doing surgery and make a hell of a lot more money. The small business owners hope to work with Colorado lawmakers and the health department to craft a viable exemption plan that allows them to operate in a safe way, even as the county moves into zones with stricter restrictions. According to a December 2 press release, the business owners have gained ground in discussions with local leaders in recent days. The approximately 100 business owners were pleading for their voice to be heard. They felt like decisions were being made about their livelihoods and employees without a seat at the table, the December 2 release read. Today they are incredibly grateful for the quick response from the Larimer County Health Department, Larimer County Commissioners and the local Chambers of Commerce for developing a Larimer 5-star program, it continued. Colorado's Mesa County implemented a similar program, which allows businesses like restaurants and bars that have earned the local health department's trust to avoid some new restrictions each time case growth pushes the county to more restrictions on the state's color-coded dial, as the Colorado Sun reported. As an act of good faith, many of the businesses have opted to shutter their dining rooms and taprooms in hope that the progress they have seen in the last week will continue, and the rules they need will be quickly in place. The decision to defy government rules was easy in our scenario because we had no choice, Harrington said in a statement to Breitbart News. This was our only opportunity to elevate the conversation that as small businesses we are unfairly being singled out. Why can big box stores pack hundreds in while we are forced to shutter our doors? Harrington asked, emphasizing that closing our doors means the certain demise of many of our small businesses, and laying off thousands of people right before the holidays. At this point we are simply asking the governor to give us rules. Our local county is submitting a plan. And with the governor's approval, it just might mean some of our small businesses can survive, the Grimm Brothers Brewhouse co-owner added. Caldwell echoed Harrington's sentiments, explaining that the businesses decided to stay open to fight for our dreams, livelihoods, neighbors, businesses, and for our employees. Small businesses are the heart and soul of a community. Without them, what do we have? We know COVID is a serious thing, but it is not a death sentence for most people who get it. However, these health orders are a death sentence for many small businesses, he stressed. We are not saying we don't want to follow the rules. What we are saying is we want regulations that make sense, that protect both the public health and the economic health of our community, he added. Both business owners are temporarily closing their doors, with Caldwell describing the action as an olive branch to the governor. We are so encouraged by the county's rapid response to our cry for help, and now our fate lies in that Governor Polis hears us too. Maybe Santa could help? He said. Harrington added that the fight is not yet over and the focus will remain on putting pressure on the governor to agree to the pilot program. Colorado Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, has remained unrelenting in his expectations for businesses to adhere to the restrictions. Any type of business that violates a health order, whether it's hepatitis, salmonella or COVID, could lose their license to operate and lose their liquor license, he stated last month. That would be a devastating outcome for many small businesses, he added. In addition to suspending indoor dining, closing bars, and limiting retailers to 50% capacity with increased curbside pickup and delivery. The red zone restrictions limit gyms, fitness centers, and personal services to 25% while prohibiting personal gatherings of any size.